Thanks, Chairperson, and good morning, everyone here. Today, it is my great pleasure to present a part of my thesis study under the title Agronomic and Economic Effects of Compost on Maize, the Importance of Compost Composition, Price, and Rate. At present, the price of mineral fertilizer has been increased compared to the past 20 years. So, the farmers are interested to use the alternative nutrient source for crop production. Compost is a recommended source, but it needs its evaluation on its effect and its profitability compared to use with mineral fertilizer. The field experiment was conducted with the two objectives, which are to examine effects of five successive unknown applications of mineral fertilizers, compost, and stubble remover on soil properties and cumulative yields, and to evaluate the economic viability of different treatment combinations. The field experiment was conducted at the National Corn and Sorghum Research Center, Pakchong, Nakhon Ratchasima Province, Thailand, on Pakchong soil series, which was classified as Rhodochandria stock. The annual rainfall of the study site is about 1200 mm in August to November, and maize was grown in this period. The soil chemical properties before starting experimental is shown here. Pakchong soil had high percent organic matter, which around 2.7%. But low extractable P, with around 10 ppm by Bray 2. The experimental plan is 4x4 factorial in combinations of 4 mineral fertilizer rate and 4 compost rate, plus one additional factor, which is stubble return and stubble removal. Compost used in this study made from bagasse and other materials which had low nutrients, low percent organic carbon, low percent N, low percent P, and low percent K. From the results, we found that increased mineral fertilizer rate increased cumulative grain yield by 17 to 73% on stubble return, and increased cumulative grain yield by 30 to 80% on stubble removal, whereas adding compost did not have any significant effect, even 7.5 tons per hectare was applied. The cost of compost is comparatively $92 US per ton. Application of compost alone always produces a negative profit. By contrast, mineral fertilizer at the highest rate, which this treatment is 125 kg NP2O5, gave the high gross margin. But mineral fertilizer at the lowest rate, which is 31.3 kg NP2O5, gave the highest marginal rate of return. Marginal rate of return is the ratio of the increase in net profit and increase in fertilizer or compost cost. Compost did not show increase in cumulative yields, but it increased soil organic matter and extractable P. However, mineral fertilizer not only increased crop yield, but it increased soil organic matter and but also increased extractable P. Neither mineral fertilizer nor compost had any significant effect on total N and available N. After five cropping cycles, neither mineral fertilizer nor compost had any significant effect on bulk density and available water capacity. To summarize the results so far, I'd like to remind that mineral fertilizer significantly increased yield, whereas application of compost did not. Additionally, compost reduced net profit. Lack of response to compost might be due to low concentration of nutrient in compost use, or compost application did not improve soil physical properties, or compost increased soil carbon but not total N or mineral N. Combination of compost and mineral fertilizer show no interaction on mass yield. And finally, 31.3 kg N per hectare had the highest MRR. No effects of compost in this field study led us to raise this question: what change in the price or composition of compost will make it profitable? But how to do? We use DSAT modeling to adjust nutrient concentration and price to run a range of simulation to answer the question. This figure is a simulation from DSAT. The yellow line is the net return obtained from 31.3 kg N. The top row is the concentration fall of the original compost in this study, and the bottom row is the application rate. We found that increased nutrient concentration in compost make it profitable at a low application rate. However, at the same price of the current compost, the nutrient concentration of N should be 7%. This is much higher than any common compost and higher than the nutrient rich manure. However, with the lower N concentration of compost, it still be profitable but had lower MRR than 31.3 kg NP2O5 did. Again, this figure is a simulation from DSAT, and the yellow line here is the net return obtained from 31.3 kg N, and the top row is the concentration fall of compost, and the bottom row is the application of compost rate. In the extreme case, we simulate the effects of net return of the of free compost on net return. Under this assumption, we found that the compost concentration should be 3 times higher than the original one, and we have to apply more than 5 tons per hectare to achieve the same net return as 31.3 kg N did. The conclusion here is: firstly, mineral fertilizer at the rate 125 kg NP2O5 per hectare per year with double return gave maximum yield. Secondly, 31.3 kg NP2O5 per hectare gave the highest MRR for maize cropping on this soil. And finally, compost need to have higher nutrient concentration and or lower price to produce comparable MRR. I'd like to thank American Society of Agronomy, Crop Science Society of America, and Soil Science Society of America 2010 International Annual Meeting to let me disseminate my research study. And thanks financial support from Thailand Research Fund and Kasisat University. And thanks everyone here for your kind attention. In the previous slide, You are asking me about this, right? About free compost. I would say that in this case, it's extreme case to if we got the compost free of charge and concentration of compost to give the to respond to you to mess should be 3 times. It's extreme case. Yes. Yes, I think because this soil is a low, is a high pH fixing. Yeah. Yes.
Did you look at all compost like raising the pH, or do you have low pH soil?
It's acidic. It is allowed 6.55 or 7.
So it's not a problem.
Sorry, can you speak louder? Because
was the compost aged at all? Or was it just organic residue put on the field?
It's compost by gas, because when I touch the body of the compost, it's smooth and soft. Yes, I think it already composted for many years because it's a commercial compost in Thailand.
Keeping things on time. It's been pretty easy to keep this session on time today, so that's been great. One question that I have is, I noticed that you said that applying inorganic fertilizer increase soil organic matter levels more than the compost. And why do you think that is?
I think when we apply mineral fertilizer, the root bell mass will increase compared to compost application, because if compost is no response, it means root bell mass should be less than mineral fertilizer did. So I think should be effects of
that. Would that be related also to greater biomass produced overall, I mean above ground as well as below ground, not just the root system, but also above ground, because the yields were also higher, right? With the
mineral.
With the inorganic fertilizer.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions?